Good morning, Aurel. Today's Monday, 13th of August, and right now it's partly cloudy and 28 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is overcast in the morning and mostly cloudy. Temperatures would be ranging from low of 28 to high of 32 degrees Celsius with a heat index of 36. It will be breezy with southerly winds at 10 to 20 km per hour. For later on, forecast says overcast with a chance of a thunderstorm and rain, then thunderstorms after midnight. It will be windy with southerly winds again at 20 to 30 km per hour, and chance of rain is on 80%. Morning humidity was on 74% and it will drop by noon on 63. Moon is waning crescent and illuminated on 20%, and new moon will occur on 17th of August. The Resident Assembly Service, on behalf of the Working Committee and the Auroville Council, invites all residents of Auroville to an information and feedback meeting of the proposed admission and termination regulations tomorrow at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone. General meeting will be on proposed regulations for admission or termination of persons in the Register of Residents. This will be an opportunity to express our feedbacks and concerns. The Auroville Foundation, Admission or Termination of Person in the Register of Residents, Regulations 2012, is proposed to be put up for consideration to the Governing Board in the meeting to be held in September 2012. The purpose of this general meeting is to gather inputs and feedback from Residents' Assembly so they can be integrated in the proposal. If you're planning to join the meeting, please make sure you have read the proposal before. You can find it on Auronet, or send a request mail or call Resident Assembly Service or the Working Committee to arrange for an email or hard copy. For more information, you can call on 890-330-6830. On Saturday, 18th of August, at Multimedia Center in Town Hall at 10:30 a.m., we are all invited to a Garbology 101, which would be the launch of the first Auroville innovative curriculum on waste.
Good morning, Chandra, Marie, Ribu.
Good morning. Yeah,
it's morning. Nice occasion, and you are guys all excited and chirping. So what garbage waste
Garbology.
Saturday?
We at Wasteless, so we created a new Auroville activity called Wasteless after the LFA, and we've done our first project, which is Garbology 101, and Mari will tell you more about it.
Yeah, Garbology 101, actually we are starting this project here in Auroville, is an interactive curriculum where kids, actually we're piloting it here in Auroville schools, where kids will learn about waste, but not only about how to lead with waste or how to recycle, but they will develop a systemic view on the waste situation, starting with the basic knowledge on waste and what resources that are used for, how to conserve them, how to avoid and reduce, how to be a more conscious consumer, and at the end, how can they be a change maker? So how they can change the system. So we develop a curriculum on these main themes, and with various different activities. Chani can explain a bit about the activities.
Yeah, maybe. And you were doing that for about 8 months or something, or even more, yeah?
Originally, it was a 6-month project. But of course, since it's an experimental project, we didn't know what the curriculum would look like in the beginning. So we had a very participatory approach with three different schools, a transition school, Udavi school, and Deepanam school. What we realized with the teachers is that they wanted something very interactive that uses all the different senses, very colorful. So we had lots of brainstorming sessions with teachers and students to get their ideas and views, and we wanted to incorporate that into the curriculum. So that's what we came up with. So it's not just a booklet form, it's really a whole kit. So there are games, like similar to Snakes and Ladders in the different themes. There are memory cards, but they are used for different activities, 3 to 4 different activities. So students can use the memory cards as a tool, for example, to learn about the different waste categories. So they may have different types of plastics in the memory cards, and then they have to decide what category that goes under. You learn about the different types of plastics. There are 7 different types of plastics and what they are and which one is used to keep food, for example, or for keeping hot and cold items, which plastic is terrible that you actually shouldn't use at all, like PVC, for example. Yeah. I don't know.
What was the response of the children? Because that sounds like really fun and really educational.
The response was really positive, and that's actually what led us to do the curriculum. Because from LFA, we saw that the kids, 14 schools were involved, about 1,400 students. We saw that kids had such a positive reaction and felt so empowered to make a difference in waste. So we decided, okay, why don't we formalize something in schools, so some form of education. So that's what Garbology 101 is. And like Chandra was explaining, it's multi-intelligence. So we use different intelligences. You have games, you have English activities, stories, you have crafts work. You even have Garbology Nidra, which is yoga nidra about garbage, which we adapted from awareness through the body. So it's very exciting. And we're going to launch it in 14 Oroville schools. From this Saturday.
Oh, so for right now, past 8 months, you were just collecting and trying to figure out what to do with the children?
I would say the first 3 months we spent actually just talking to teachers, doing research, so finding out about what the curriculum would be, because some of us are experts in waste, but of course there's lots of information out there, and how do we get that information and communicate that to students and to teachers? How do we make it fun? How do we make it interactive? So the first 3 months was spent just having meetings with teachers and meeting students and also doing research. And of course, amongst our team, we needed to brainstorm what is this going to look like, the curriculum. So we had a lot of those kind of sessions. And then the next 2 months we spent really doing the research and creating the actual curriculum. So what is going to be in this curriculum after we decided what it would look like.
So if I understood correct, on Saturday is going to be presentation of what you learn and how you set up the curriculum for the children, yeah?
And also we are going to show the final project, mm-hmm. because this is what we're talking about. Concrete is a material. It's like a box with all books, posters and information and games and everything, movies. And the school, they're going to receive those boxes so that themselves can develop this curriculum with the students. So actually, this is a tool for the teachers. So actually, on Saturday, we're going to launch. We're going to share with the community what was the knowledge and how was this process, but also to present the final product.
What about teachers? How they felt about a new subject towards something maybe...
It depended on the school, because a lot of schools actually have been very involved in waste especially since Litter Free Oroville. So certain schools have actually introduced waste into their environmental studies program or different programs that they have in school. They have their own litter free cleanups, but very small scale, for example, with one class or two classes. They have sent their students to the eco service to learn how to segregate waste. How many different categories of plastic are there? How do you segregate waste? They have taken field trips to the Pondicherry garbage dump to learn about what happens to a big city's waste in some cities in India, and the effects of that also on our environment in Oroville and the surrounding area. So it depended on the different schools. But in all the cases, what we did is we approached the schools and we went through their teacher meetings and we said, listen, we want to do this, but we want to do it with you. And that was very important for us, because we didn't want to just make a product and then give it to teachers and expect them to use it. We wanted them to be part of the entire process, mm-hmm. so that later on when we hand it to them, they're actually going to want to use it. It's something they're interested in. They have put input and feedback into it, and it's more likely that they're going to use that product later on. So for us, that was very important. And teachers were the core team. We worked with a core team in each school of teachers, and they were involved in the process. So some schools were 5 teachers, some were 4, some were 10. It depended on the school, how many people wanted to be involved. And they were very enthusiastic. I mean, for us, it was really amazing to work with them. And they were super into it. And they really loved meeting us, and they really got into the subject.
And they dedicated a lot of time.
Yeah. And they test. We also we test some of the activities we develop with all the 3 schools that were participating, and the teachers were like really into helping us to make this happen. Actually,
it's also outreach schools, and that's the our bioregion is aware of the problems we got with burning Pondicherry.
That's basically the motivation to make Garbology is to bring about systems change. So we have a system here that collects waste and disposes of waste. We're smelling the effects of the system every night, the Pondy dump. And this is the main thing, is how do you bring about change? Do you teach adults or do you teach the future generation, or do you bring in a company that manages the waste well? So there's people in India working from all different angles on this problem, and we at Wasteless believe that if we invest in children and we teach them the importance of proper waste management, the importance of resource conservation, the importance of consuming products consciously, and most of all to avoid or reduce waste, because we're all consuming more products and more products every day, so creating more waste. And we believe if we invest in them now, that by the time they're 20 and they're voting, they'll decide to choose politicians that tackle these problems, and they'll demand services that, you know, like proper waste management, that mean we won't be smelling burning garbage. So we believe that investing in the future today is very important, and that's what we've done with Garbology. Mm-hmm. So yes, we would like to go in the bioregion, and all over India actually.
Yeah, no, but I was thinking, because you were in contact with the teachers from the Udavi school, so probably they got some kind of opinion already, some kind of what they, how they feel. Do they see the problem or no?
Definitely, yeah.
I think it's impossible not to see.
When we had discussions with them, actually Udavi school is one of the schools that is very involved in waste. Yeah. They were involved in the litter-free Oroville campaign, and amongst their school, every week or every month, they have a cleanup, actually. They clean up all the litter on their campus, and they actually segregate their waste. So they're very aware, in fact, the teachers. Mm. And of course they're concerned with the problem, because they live in Udavi, which is close to Edi and Chaveri, and there's a lot of waste along the road. And of course, they get the smoke from the Pondi dump site. So definitely, they're aware and involved, I would say. I think all the schools are involved and aware. Of course, there's different levels of knowledge and understanding and awareness, but that's normal everywhere you go. So
let us just repeat: Saturday, where and what time?
Saturday is going to be here at the town hall at the MEMMC,
Multimedia
Center, at 10:30. By 11:30, we hope to finish and then have some nice snacks and some tea and juice for the people that comes and share. The idea is that it's Saturday now, the 18th. We want to create a very interactive process, and then people that have, and even like if people want to help or be part, I think there's a great opportunity also to connect. It's not just, we're not just going to talk about something, but we also wanted to bring awareness to the subject which Garbology is meant for.
Thank you all. See you on Saturday.
See you on Saturday. Bye.
At the occasion of Sri Aurobindo's birthday, there will be a collective meditation with Dhamfire on Wednesday, 15th of August at the Mata Mandir Amphitheater. The fire will be lit at 5:15 a.m. and entrance by second Banyan Gate only. Gate opens at 4:30 a.m. All are requested to come early and be seated by 5 a.m. And at 8:30 at Bharat Nivas, in the Pavilion of Indian Culture and International Zone, we will celebrate Sri Aurobindo's birthday and the Independence Day of India with flag hoisting, group singing of national anthem and sharing of prasad. And for Sri Aurobindo's room, Darshan is a collection of Darshan tokens for persons who register their names at Pitanga today and tomorrow between 9 a.m. to 12:30 and between 2 to 6 p.m. The night before, which is tomorrow, on 14, Well Cafe organized celebration of the Indian independence with topic of Arabian Night. At 7 p.m. they will serve an Arabic dinner for 250 for guests and for 200 rupees for Aurovillians and newcomers, which will be followed by belly dances and dancing with DJ Jesse. We probably are looking forward to an Energy Positive Habitats event, which is a 3-day hands-on workshop scheduled from 30th of August to September 1st at Auroville. Distinguished national and international professionals in the field will share their vision and experiences in the form of plenary talks, hands-on workshop session, and panel discussion addressing the key question concerning energy-positive habitats. Energy-positive habitats invites architects, consultants, project developers, policymakers, urban planners, and engineers who have an interest to plan, design, and build habitats that are energy-positive and promote changes in the lifestyle of its residents. They're expecting about 70 professionals, participants from India and from abroad for this event, and they would like to invite Aurovillians with professional interest in this subject to participate. And more information you can find on www.agp.auroville-consulting.com. The third annual Auroville Triathlon is fast approaching. It's being held on this year on Sunday, September 16. There will be two races that morning, starting at La Piscine. The Olympic triathlon will begin first, which consists of 1.5 km swim, 40 km cycle ride, and 10 km run.
then the sprint distance 750 meter swim, 20 kilometers cycle and 5 kilometers run. While the Olympic distance is nearly filled with the participants, there are still plenty of spots open for the sprint. And of course, this kind of event is not possible without the help of volunteers. Whoever would like to help, it would be greatly appreciated. If you would like to participate in these events or volunteer to help on race day, please contact Ingmarie at ingmarie@oroville.org or you can call on 944-2300-518. Today at 6:30 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan in International Zone, you can see film by Oroville Press, Sri Aurobindo and His Dreams for the Future Mankind, with Independence Day message by Sri Aurobindo. And at Cinema Paradiso and Town Hall, they continue with Universe series, and tonight at 8 p.m. we can see a documentary For All Mankind, made in USA in 1989 by director Al Reinhardt with Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin and others. Tomorrow they will screen The Secrets of Life Chaos, At Home, The Illusion of Reality, made in UK in 2010 by director Nick Stacey and Piers Biozzoni. And on Wednesday we can see David Attenborough's First Life, made in UK in 2010. The lotus of eternal knowledge and the eternal perfection is about closed and folded up within us, wrote Sri Aurobindo. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on oroville.radio.org.